Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Excess Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer in New York, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk on a 30-degree night in New York City, and I am joined by my compadres. Mark, you there?
Mark Waltz, also in New York City, and my 30 degrees is warm.
You're over by the west side on the, on the Hudson River.
30 degrees can be warm or cold.
Warm or cold, but mine's cold. And Heather, you're there. You're in cold land, right?
Yeah. We're this is Heather Rowland Robin speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, where it's -5 tonight.
Now that's cold.
That's cold.
You can see your breath.
We're like wimpy weather compared to St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, I looked at where I used to live in North Dakota, and it was -22 during the daytime.
Oh, okay. So this is an improvement, you know? It's like
warmer
temps. Yeah. All right. So what we do here on Access Astrology is we talk to you about the weather in the heavens, what it feels like, looks like, how you can work with it productively, and then we take calls from listeners. So our number for calling in is, I'll give that out now, is 347-215-8881, 347-215-8881. And this week we have a lot of stuff going on up there above our heads. We have a lovely full moon at 7 degrees of Leo Aquarius, which harkens back to July 30th of 2011. When there was a new moon at that degree, which was after you'd spent the summer with Saturn at 10 Libra, really working on your relationship stuff, May, June, July, relationships logging. So this week we're back in that story, and we're also really stimulating the sibling story because the finger of God that's in the heavens through the end of March, which is asking us to make fated choices about our lives, has Vesta, the planet, the asteroid of the sibling, the sister, active. So we're really having our sibling stories stimulated, our early childhood stories, the people that we shared side-by-side experiences with. And if you think about your siblings, they tend to be the people that they witnessed the same thing you did, but from a different age or through a different set of eyes. And they often have really interesting experiences or visions of how things went down that are often different than yours. So watch for the sibling story to kind of pop this week as we work with that finger of God, and we work with stationing Vesta at the apex, sitting next to Gemini, Jupiter, because Jupiter, of course, in Gemini is the sibling story, and also that early childhood period, four years old to about 11. So think about what you were doing then and how this story in your life now kind of ties to it and how you're being asked to psychologically choose, stand up for your life, and move forward. And, of course, the full moon at 7 degrees, almost 8, is stimulating that age. So we have a lot of energy around those periods that we make a lot of decisions then, even though we're little people. You know, we go, I don't want that ever again. Or I want to do this. I promise I'll never do this like my parents did. Or I want to do this because this is the way I've always wanted to do it. And we don't necessarily revisit them. The universe is asking you right now, do you want to revisit it? Heather, what do you see this week?
Well, I'm looking at the sky right now, and up in the sky is the most beautiful Moon-Jupiter conjunction. It's right now, it's the same exact degree, and it's pretty close to parallel. So it's just gorgeous. If you get a chance, you'll see it just heading towards the west in the night sky. Even in the city, I think you could see that. Now, and what's interesting is that it is 3 degrees from Barack Obama's moon. And he had a very auspicious day, very, you know, full and positive for him, as we see that Moon-Jupiter conjunct right on his moon and really, you know, supporting him. Neptune is trining his Venus today at 1 Pisces to 1 Cancer. And he has been through, you know, he went through already, Pluto opposed his Venus and Uranus squared shortly after last election. We not saw what he went through. About 18 months ago, his progressed moon went into Aries, and he's been much more firm since then, and it's got another year, his progressed moon in Aries, being very action-oriented and then trying to solidify what he does. But I thought it was a really auspicious Moon-Jupiter conjunction on his moon for this particular time in life for him. And for us, as what happens to the president often happens to the country.
Right.
So I'm enjoying that conjunction, even though I see some of the other, we've got this week coming up, Mercury and the Sun will be coming to square Saturn right after that full moon, and we'll be feeling just, after the, I'm sure how Obama will feel it is, tonight we party and then we have to get back to work. The next week is a lot of work needs to be done in a short period of time, and how can we do that? Which is just calling us to do it, not to get discouraged about it, just going ahead and dealing.
Right. It's a real show up and do the week of the work. Mark, what do you notice about the week?
Yeah, the same thing. And, with Mercury busy going through the Uranus-Pluto square now and touching, all of that stuff. It's and Mercury in Capricorn. There's a kind of down-to-business thing about how we're communicating and what's in our thoughts. And that's okay. It works. We have Jupiter stationing, too, later in the week, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's turning direct early next week.
Next week, yeah.
Oh, it's next week? Okay.
Yeah, it's next week.
I knew it was coming up.
Yeah, not this
week. It's stationed, though. It's just not turning direct yet until next week.
It's slowing down real fine
right
out there at the front of that finger of God and saying, looky here. That's what I always feel like.
So that Jupiter that you're seeing by the moon, by tomorrow night, the moon will be starting to move further away. But Jupiter will be at the same spot in the zodiac, so you'll see it at the same spot above the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
For a few nights in a row.
Yeah. Just up there, shining and bright and very pretty,
Mm-hmm.
Definitely got a whole fun energy. Also, Mercury
and
is...
And once it gets going, it'll be great to do any kind of PR work that we might have put on hold. It's been retrograde since early October.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some expansion or, expanding our work, expanding the word, moving forward, publicity that we may have put on hold since October that can begin starting next week. But wait until we can get it ready this week, but I wouldn't put it out while Jupiter is stationary.
Right.
And this station is in Gemini, which is not Jupiter's favorite sign, but I think it actually works pretty well in Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little too, there's kind of a nervousness about it,
mm-hmm.
But otherwise.
And I find that it's also a tendency to talk instead of do. So,
true.
Jupiter's there all year long.
It's
wonderful that we talk about all the cool things we're going to do, but until it can translate it into action, which Gemini can forget, it doesn't really count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gemini is the chatter guy. He's not always paying attention. Yeah. So I think it's an interesting week, though. And Mars and Venus are a little squabbly towards the end of the week. So we're going to find that we're not really quite in the mood for, quite in the mood for putting up with people the way we normally do. They're in kind of irritated aspects. And, just kind of say, okay, I'm not really in the mood for this. Doesn't mean you have to have a big drama, but you may find you're just kind of not up for what you normally put up with. And that's okay. It's just we're kind of all shifting what we really want. And so the job here is to say, well, I don't really want that. And with Jupiter stationing, often there's a choice we're presented with where we have to kind of figure out, well, what actually is it we do want? So your job under that is to kind of give it a better vision of what it's looking for, because the aspect is really very much about I'm not happy. And Mercury is moving really fast, so he goes through the whole T-square or the whole finger of God this week, where the Sun goes through the first part of it. He goes through the Uranus-Jupiter part, and he gets to the Pluto-Saturn part next week with the Jupiter station. So what this T-square is Jupiter at one end, and there's Saturn and Pluto at the bottom, kind of pointing at it, like asking it to pick what direction it wants to go. And because he's stopping and he's in Gemini, he's having trouble making decisions. So he's presenting you with multiple choices. As he moves forward in his Jupiter stations next week, you'll get clearer about what direction you want to go. So this week can be frustrating because of the stop of him and because Mercury is in Aquarius, very smart placement for Mercury, but also not necessarily compassionate. It's an air sign, so he's a little detached as he's going through this finger of God, and he's kind of pointing out things to you maybe hadn't seen before or maybe you don't really like. You know, and that's okay. It's about awareness about things. It's seeing things and kind of going, I don't really like that. It's like, okay, well, what do you want instead? I don't know. But, you know, you don't like that. So it's like, you know, kind of hanging with that, I think, is an important piece, that, you know, that the dissatisfaction. And with Venus
and
in Capricorn.
Right, you have to keep talking it out.
Yeah, you have to keep talking it out. With Venus in Capricorn, there's a focus on, you know, do I have enough? Is there enough? And Capricorn Venus can be a little bit somber. You know, she's not always a happy girl. She's kind of serious-minded. So what do you guys say to people when they're having aspects like this? How do you suggest? I always say be quiet and don't say anything. Because my solution is to keep talking, which is usually not the good answer. You know, I can go on at great length to try and win the point my Aquarius rising doesn't give up. So.
Right. And well, I think that's one of the issues with Aquarius. It's a wonderfully theoretical air sign, and it loves to discuss. I mean, it is the sign of politics.
Yes.
President's Day is its holiday. So the idea that you can continue to, that it's great to talk about why are we doing what we do and what is the theory behind it. But when it comes into push and shove, notice that it's a fixed sign. And that when you push a fixed sign, it goes nowhere.
Right.
So when you feel that tension, you have to work tangentially, go around the fence rather than try to push through it. Ask people to think about what you say rather than get them to admit they're wrong, because they won't.
Right.
So it is, you know, you can, I find that, you know, if I can take it to the philosophy, step it back out and not talk about the specifics, but talk theoretically and put it in terms where it's not about winning or losing. Because the shadow side of that Aquarius is Leo pride. And so once people's pride has been hooked in, and that if they agree with you, then they will have lost, then you're going to get nowhere.
Right.
So see if you can reframe it, put it in, bring it to, you know, a bigger picture. And with all these planets in Aquarius, sometimes the answer is, don't try to talk it out with one person. Find a group.
Mm-hmm.
Go do things in a group. The group dynamics are much more dynamic now than interpersonal relationships. So take the pressure off the one-on-one and see what you can get done in the group and with the group.
Right. Mark, what do you do?
Yeah, that everything there is good. And then I would also add at the end to somebody that probably whatever is decided will be okay. You know, there's not a wrong answer to most of these things. So, you know, it's sort of a, it doesn't matter in the end. So don't get too worked up over stuff. You know, put in your 2 cents and then remember that it's 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people think that there's more going on than there really is. And then you start getting the mountain made out of a molehill.
Right.
So it's better to just keep a perspective. And Aquarius is good at doing that. Step back, see the perspective of things.
And see what it can be. Yeah. And also Aquarius can be a little paranoid on a bad day. Meaning, you know, because it's air sign, it can get carried away with itself. I remember when the anthrax, after 9/11 happened, and everybody was really kind of crazy, and it was a big grand trine in air, and one of my very Earth friends, she got a Taurus moon and Mars in Leo, and she looks and she goes, it's all air science, just a bunch of hot air running around. And I was like, really? You know, because I was like paranoid, you know, we're going to be anthrax on the subway. She goes, it's all air, Ann, nothing's going to happen. It was just a lot of talk. And I went, oh, well, okay. You know, of course, she's eminently the Taurus moon, so she does, you know, she doesn't do the talk, she does the action. So it was, that really actually calmed me down. So when I see a lot of air like this, a lot of times people get very anxious. But actually it is just a lot, as Mark said, a lot of hot air running around. All right, so let's go to some call. Anything else you guys want to say about the week ahead, what we're anticipating?
Nope. Okay. Put out that phone number and...
I'll put out the phone number and we'll take the callers. Okay, it's call number 347-215-8881, 347-215-8881. And when you call, press 1 so you raise your question mark, and we can call on you. All right, so we're calling on 585-613. Hi, 585, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Wendy. Great to hear you guys. And I'm approaching my birthday. So
hey!
Look at the solar return. So my DOB is 214.
Okay.
1951.
14-1951.
Mhm. 51, right? And 9:06 a.m. Chicago, Illinois. And I'm in Rochester now.
Which is also cold.
Sorry.
It's Rochester, New York.
Rochester,
correct?
New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks.
Okay.
My sister-in-law just moved from there down to, they retired and moved to Tennessee, but it's been raining for 2 weeks in Tennessee, so they're really depressed. I'm like, you know, snow you can get out in, rain not so much. Yeah.
You have to shovel it, though.
You have to shovel it, but they were like, oh, wow.
So you have, and you said February 14th, is that correct?
Correct.
Right. So your moon is the same degree as Barack Obama's, 3 degrees of Gemini.
Yeah.
And which is very nice. And both of you are having Neptune come to trine your moon, square your moon in the next couple of years. I have a feeling that's when Barack Obama is going to be looking for his first post-White House house. And at the moment, tonight, that Moon-Jupiter conjunction is within 3 degrees of your Moon as well. So that may, you know, really be auspicious for possibilities for you in the year ahead. It's expansive. And it sits, it's exact within a degree of trining your Mercury and close to trining your Saturn. So you've got that grand air sign trine natally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, I see that as a highly auspicious year ahead. And what do you see?
I just pulled the solar return, so that's on February 13th at 11:02 in the morning.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's a nice one. So I got a Taurus rising with Jupiter in the first. So there's a very big focus, you know, your natal sun's in the 11th. There's a very big focus on the 11th house with the moon Uranus there. So that can conceivably be a home move because moon on the 4th house in the solar return echoes your 4th house cusp in your natal. That also can be changes with your children, particularly your firstborn, and transformation there around moon issues, which is can be reproductive or can be physical changes. So that's kind of interesting. Money,
you feel at home in the world.
Yep, new home, yep. And also Venus high in the chart, rules the chart at 28 degrees. Taurus rising, which usually marks a year of changes and releases, and 28 Taurus lands right on your second house cusp. So that, to me, is a decent money year, too, because Venus high, or a focus on money and finances, and the money from your career house is also your 11th house. So it looks like an interesting year. I would pay attention to any kind of health areas with reproductive because of the Saturn in the sixth or any kind of chronic health issues because you do have Saturn in the sixth natally. And so the recurrence of that Saturn in the sixth, you want to kind of hop on health things quickly. And that is in the finger of God with the Jupiter and the Saturn and the moon Uranus. So that makes this be a particularly fated year. And natally you have a finger of God with Uranus as the apex. So you were used to having lots of changes. And so this year, I think, is going to be a really big year of change for you. A lot around your hopes and dreams and the direction you want to head in the next big chapter of your life, especially as you're putting down new roots mid-year next year with Jupiter going through your fourth house. So I think it's very likely a change of home this year or a Are you renovating? Are you shifting? Are you selling? Are you downsizing? These are all those kinds of things. And it just looks like it's a lot of year about what's your dream. So back to 2000 when you had a dream then, 12 years later you're starting a new dream cycle this year. So, Mark, what do you notice?
Yeah, pretty much that. And looking at where your dreams are, where your ideals are, and moving toward them, you'll feel a lot of fulfillment as you move in a Pisces direction. Start really working a lot of your Pisces energy. So involve yourself in kind of service projects and things that you can do for others, and you'll find a lot of fulfillment in it.
Mark, what did you say? What kind of projects?
Service. Being of service to others. Yeah. And in a broad sense, you know, people you don't really particularly know. That's really where Pisces is oriented. So it's
That's where my only trickle of income comes from now, is service stuff.
Is from service stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, service to others, yeah.
Yeah.
As a small homespun business.
Right. Well, I think with the Jupiter, with all those planets in the 11th house this year, that makes it be a pretty big year about figuring out finance. Because that's kind of the hopes and dreams. What can I afford? Where am I going? What's my vision? And, you know, it also is the money from career house. So I always like, or older sibling, if you have an older sibling, I always like to look at that house and go, okay, how can it show up in other ways, or what else can it be? And it also can be health issues with your mom, but you're towards, you know, you're older, so she may, not be here anymore. That can be health issues with her, too. But it's also, it's got, you know, there's so much moon Uranus. It's really about kind of shaking up and getting a whole new identity. And part of where you're ready to go with this energy, I think, is, you know, the sun with Uranus on the first house and Saturn rolling through your seventh, it's all about restructuring what you're looking for with people in the world, transiting Saturn in your seventh. And then in your natal chart, it's in your sixth house, so it's got a lot of energy around the work you're actually doing. You know, is it fulfilling to you? Do you actually like it? And you do have the service-oriented chart with all those planets in the 12th. But so, any other comments from anybody? Or any questions, Whitey, besides
you
that?
You said that you're working out of the home. You said a homespun business. How is that working in your home?
Well, it's homespun in the sense that it's low-key and personal, but I'm going into other people's homes and caring for elders. Anybody who needs it, but it primarily is elders, which is sort of Saturn-related, too. And Saturn being the ruler of the natal midheaven, you know, in some ways it fits, but I got Pluto going across my midheaven, and I'm feeling really antsy and, you know, like looking to make a change and trying to figure out what that could possibly be.
Well, that's what that I agree with Anne that you are moving this year, and it could be not necessarily, could be moving your office or moving where your identity, something about your identity and your work in the response to this. And so really, you know, when you're feeling antsy, think about all the different, see if you can localize what you're most antsy about so that you don't just start changing everything willy-nilly. Because it feels like, you know, it feels like there is, that you could just start going, okay, I'll change that. How about this? And how about that? Rather than kind of finding which way to go. And because that Neptune is coming up to square your moon later on in the year, give yourself some time to do this. This is not, you won't know for a while. It's you're on a journey to explore that and to feel better and to find out what will work for you. Your progressed Venus is coming, is at 2 degrees of Gemini as well, coming to conjunct your natal moon, and I think that, you will like the changes.
It's I do too.
Giving you some, yeah.
I think they're positive.
With Pluto coming across to your midheaven, you probably will be changing work. But, you know, I don't think that the changing work is the beginning of it. I think, you know, coming to understand, to looking at your life and are you living the life that you want to be living? And if not, how can we get you more connected to the society and the connections and the groups of people that are so good for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can also be group work, too, with these aspects, you know, where you actually find a group that you, or you run a group or start a group that you're interested in. Sometimes, you know, a spiritual group because of the Neptune with the Uranus. So, you know, if you've run into one, just kind of say, because you're normally, you know, your chart kind of normally goes, I don't really do the group thing, but this may actually be a group you want to be a member of.
You know? I'm looking for that for sure. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it, guys.
You are welcome.
Great. Yeah. Take care.
Have a good birthday. Yay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to 202-281. Hi, 202-281. We're a little short on time, so quick with your birth stuff.
Okay. Birthday 3580, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 12:30 a.m.
351980, Philadelphia.
Yep, 12:30 a.m.
12:30 a.m. And what's your question?
Well, I just wanted to know kind of about work, love, but really, I guess if you guys see anything that stands out, I feel like I'm going through a lot of changes.
Yeah, March 5th, 1980, 12:30 in the morning. You are going through changes.
Okay.
And they're going
Thanks
to continue. It's exciting. The eclipses are running. The eclipse got set up in your 12th house, so this November something really woke up big. And that's going to continue.
Don't know what's happening.
Right. Huh? Yeah. And so the nodes are squaring each other, which always makes you have a crossroads. And you also have that moon Pluto last year was really a lot about figuring out relationships and your role in them. And now what you're doing is you're coming up with kind of a new direction. A lot going on in terms of just trying to be stable. You know, the chart right now is very wild.
Yeah.
And it also feels like a lot of your life is dissolving with Neptune coming to square your ascendant, descendant angles and opposing your Mars. So your job is
a lot of fog.
Huh? Pardon?
A lot of fog.
A lot of fog, right, yeah. So we want to watch the fog and just know, like, if all your friends hate the person, don't go jumping off the bridge. Just, you know, kind of run them by your friends and say, so what do you think? And if they go, you know. Because there is, usually when you have a big Neptune transit like this, you pull somebody in. Especially with your Mercury Sun in Pisces, Neptune very much can be a relationship planet for you, but I would just be really careful or conscious about who you pull in. Heather, what do you see?
Also, your progressed moon just in the last few weeks entered Capricorn and entered your house of material resources. So it looks to me like that while you're feeling uncertain about some personal issues, you know, there's new people coming into your life with Jupiter going through your seventh house this year. There's and it looks like there's some new friendships that will be building up towards the end of the year. But you may not know what you want to do, where you're going, or who you are, or what you look like. I mean, you literally with Neptune squaring your ascendant, your image is of yourself. But doing good, solid work and working on your career, that will help you this year. That'll stabilize you and give you a heartbeat while you work out everything else.
Okay, that makes me feel better. So clarity will come, stabilization next year?
You know, even within a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a year of, you know, taking one step at a time. Each day you'll know what to do, but you won't be sure what you're doing next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So keep it close to home.
Right.
We're going to have to go now, though, unfortunately.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much.
Yeah,
take
you're
care.
Welcome.
Mark, anything you want to add before we hang up on her? No?
No, that's good.
That's good. Okay, cool. So,
okay,
no,
thanks,
so this is,
guys.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
I love the show, by the way. It's awesome.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, good. Yeah. Glad you like it. Tell your friends. Tune in.
I will.
All right, cool.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, so Mark and I are hosting Ariel Gutman, who held her head out in Minneapolis, on February 8th, 9th, and 10th in New York City. So if you live in the area, feel free to come. It's a workshop on Venus, always a popular topic for everybody. And Ariel came up with this wonderful new system called the Venus Star Point. And Mark and I were kind of blown away by it, and Heather's worked with her on it. So she's going to be teaching it here in New York, so feel free to join us. This is Ann Ortley signing off, and it's on my website, how to sign up, annortley.com or astroann.com. This is Ann Ortley signing off, and Mark.
And Mark Waltz.
And Heather Rowan Robbins. Take care.
Okay.
And see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye now.